Fighter, this is Strike. We have unknown aircraft, inbound Mustang. Your vector 090 for bogey.
Who's up there?
Cougar and Merlin and Maverick and Goose.
Great. Maverick and Goose.
Talk to me, Goose.
Roger, I got him. Contact 20 left at 30 miles, 900 knots closure.
Cougar, you hear that?
Roger. Merlin, you got him?
Roger, I've got radar contact.
I'll get a visual ID, Cougar. You hook him.
Roger, and I'll clean him and fry him.
Mustang, this is Ghost Rider 203. I've got him inbound. Bogey heading 270 at 10 miles. 900 knots closure.
Ghost Rider, take Angels 10, left 30.
Are we supposed to have visitors today?
Negative, sir.
Well, see if he's a single.
Roger.
Goose, do you see a trailer?
Negative, Merlin.
Looks like he's a single.
Cougar, I'm gonna go head-to-head with him.
Take it easy, Maverick. I don't like this shit. I'm gonna break high and right, see if he's really alone.
Okay, buddy, what's on your mind? Holy shit, there's two of them!
Oh, Big 28s! No one's been this close before!
What the hell are they doing here? What's the position?
250 miles out, sir.
250 miles? Get them out of here!
Cookie, you've got Big 1. I'm going after Big 2.
I lost them in the sun. Shit, what's he doing? You got him, Murr? God damn it, this bogey's all over me.
What's the range now?
200 miles, sir.
They break 150 miles, launch the alert 5 aircraft.
Yes, sir.
SB-300, go get him, man.
I'm going for missile lock. Let's freaking scare this guy out of here. Come on, lock up, baby. Lock up, baby. Lock up.
I got him locked.
Bingo.
You got him, Mav. He's bugging out and going home.
Mustang, this is Maverick. Big 2 is headed home.
All right, what's their position?
180 miles and bearing 010, sir.
Cougar, he's got missile lock on us. Get away from this guy.
The hell is this shit? He's engaging me.
God damn it, Mustang. This is Ghost Rider 117. This bogey's all over me. He's got missile lock on me. Do I have permission to fire?
Do not fire until fired upon.
Goose, there they are, right below us.
The MiG's in perfect firing position. He's right on Cougar's tail.
No way, Goose. He'd have fired by now. He's just trying to piss us off.
Maverick, get down here and get this asshole off me.
Easy, Cougar. Bring it back hard right. Help me engage. I'm on my way. I can't shoot this son of a bitch. Let's see if we can have a little fun with him.
Is this your idea of fun, Mav?
Watch the birdie.
Jeez, I cracked myself up.
This is a great shot, Mav. I should be a photographer.
Cougar, your tail is clear. Big one's bugged out.
getting a little low on fuel, so we're heading home. We'll see you on deck.
Cougar, we're running low on gas. We gotta get out of here. Cougar. We're on vapor, Cougar. Let's do it. Cougar, come on, Cougar.
Get him on deck as soon as possible. He's got to be low on fuel.
Cougar, we got to land this thing. We are way low on gas. You understand me? You all right, man?
Maverick, you're 3/4 of a mile. Call the ball.
Roger. Maverick has the ball.
Cougar, it's time to land. Let's go.
Goose, Cougar's in trouble.
Come on, Mav. We're getting low on gas. Let's land this sucker. Cougar!
God damn it, Maverick.
What are you doing, Mav? We've got no fuel for this.
We're going after Cougar.
You tell him to land that plane. That's an order.
Ghost Rider, you are instructed to land. Land immediately. Boys, seen an aircraft carrier around here?
Ma'am, we got a little problem up here. That MiG really screwed him up. I don't think he can make it back.
You're okay, Cougar. Just stay on my wing. I'll take you all the way in. Just stay with me. Walking the park, buddy. You're a little low. You're a little low, Coop. Come on, buddy, pull up. Pull up, Cougar. That's it. Almost there.
You're well above the line pass. 3/4 of a mile. Call the ball. Roger, ball.
You should be in sick bay. What's on your mind?
My wife and kids, sir. I almost orphaned them today. I've never even seen them. I don't know what happened up there, but I was so scared.
Come on, we've seen this before.
No, sir. I'm holding on too tight. I've lost the edge. I'm sorry, sir.
Cougar.
Thanks, Maverick.
Maverick, Goose, come in here.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
Shit.
Maverick, you just did an incredibly brave thing.
What you should have done was land your plane. You don't own that plane, the taxpayers do. Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash. You've been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader 3 times. Put in hack 2 times by me. With a history of high-speed passes over 5 air-controlled towers and 1 admiral's daughter.
Penny Benjamin.
And you, asshole, you're lucky to be here.
Thank you, sir.
And let's not bullshit, Maverick. Your family name ain't the best in the Navy. You need to be doing it better and cleaner than the other guy. Now, what is it with you?
Just want to serve my country, be the best fighter pilot in Navy, sir.
Don't screw around with me, Maverick. You're a hell of an instinctive pilot. Maybe too good. I'd like to bust your butt, but I can't. I got another problem here. I got to send somebody from this squadron to Miramar. I got to do something here. I still can't believe it. I got to give you your dream shot. I'm going to send you up against the best. You two characters are going to Top Gun. For 5 weeks, you're going to fly against the best fighter pilots in the world. You were number two. Cougar was number one. Cougar lost it, turned in his wings. You guys are number one. But you remember one thing. You screw up just this much, you'll be flying a cargo plane full of rubber dog shit out of Hong Kong.
Yes, sir.
That is all. You can tell me about the mix some other time.
Gentlemen.
Good luck, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Shot down 12 of their jets for every one of ours. During Vietnam, that ratio fell to 3-1. Our pilots become dependent upon missiles. They lost some of their dogfighting skills. Now, Top Gun was created to teach ACM, air combat maneuvering. Dogfighting.
This gives me a hard-on.
By the end of Vietnam, that ratio was back up to 12-1.
Don't tease me.
Lines, please. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to our commanding officer at Top Gun. The very first man to win the Top Gun trophy. You will not find a finer fighter pilot anywhere in the world. Commander Mike Medcalf, call sign Viper.
Gentlemen, you are the top 1% of all naval aviators.
The elite. The best of the best. We'll make it better.
Fly at least 2 combat missions a day, 10 classes in between, and evaluations of your performance. Now, in each combat sequence, you're going to meet a different challenge. Every encounter is going to be much more difficult. We're going to teach you to fly the F-14 right to the edge of the envelope, faster than you've ever flown before, and more dangerous. Now, we don't make policy here, gentlemen. Elected officials, civilians do that. We are the instruments of that policy. And although we're not at war, we must always act as though we are at war.
What are you doing?
Tip the spear.
Just wondering.
Best be sharp.
Who's the best?
In case some of you wonder who the best is, they're up here on this plaque on the wall. The best driver in his Rio from each class has his name on it. And they have the option to come back here to be Top Gun instructors. You think your name's going to be on that plaque?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty arrogant, considering the company you're in.
Yes, sir.
I like that in the pilot. Just remember, when it's over out there, we're all on the same team. Gentlemen, this school is about combat. There are no points for second place. Dismissed.
Thanks, Gordon.
The plaque for the alternates is down in the ladies' room.
Oh, you kill me. You really do.
No. There's 2 O's in Goose, boys.
This is what I call a target-rich environment.
You live your life between your legs, Mav.
Goose, even you could get laid in a place like this.
I'm telling you, I'd be happy to find a girl who'd talk dirty to me. want to know who the best is? That's him, Iceman.
It's the way he flies, ice cold, no mistakes.
Just wears you down. You get bored, frustrated, do something stupid, and he's got you. Hey, Slider. I thought you wanted to be a pilot, man. What happened?
Goose, you're such a dickhead. Whose butt did you kiss to get in here, huh?
Well, the list is long, but distinguished.
Yeah, well, so's my Johnson.
So you're flying with Iceman, huh?
It's Mr. Iceman to you.
Hey, Mother Goose, how's it going?
I'm doing good, Tom. This is Pete Mitchell. Tom Kazansky.
Congratulations on Top Gun.
Thank you.
Sorry to hear about Cougar. He and I were like brothers in flight school. He was a good man.
Still is a good man.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So,
you need any help?
With what?
You figured it out yet?
What's that?
Who's the best pilot?
No, I think I can figure that one out on my own.
I heard that about you. You like to work alone.
Mav, you must have sold under a lucky star, huh? I mean, first the MiG, and then you guys slide into Cougar spot.
No, we didn't slide into Cougar spot. It was ours, okay?
Yeah, well, some pilots wait their whole career just to see a MiG up close. Guess you guys are lucky and famous, huh?
No, you mean notorious. I'll see you later.
You can count on it. They were abused children. We're gonna have a good time. Always. Okay, I guess it's my turn, isn't it? All right. The bet is $20.
$20.
All right. You have to have carnal knowledge of a lady this time. On the premises.
On the premises.
Come on, man. Bet's a bet. I don't know. It just doesn't seem fair. For you, I mean. But she's lost that loving feeling.
She's like... No, she hasn't.
Yes, she has.
She has not lost that look.
Goose, she's lost it,
Matt. Come on.
I hate it when she does that. Excuse me, miss.
Hey. Don't worry, I'll take care of this.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, baby. But baby, believe me, I know it is. You've lost that loving feeling. Oh, that loving feeling. You've lost that loving feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You've been doing this act?
Oh, I don't know. Since puberty? Right, puberty.
I'm Charlotte Blackwood.
I'm Maverick.
Maverick? Does your mother not like you or something?
No, it's my call sign.
You're a pilot.
That's right, a naval aviator. Actually, we've only done this twice.
Oh, how'd you do?
Crashed and burned on the first one. It wasn't pretty.
Second?
I don't know. I'll tell you tomorrow, but it's looking good so far.
Well, Maverick, my friend's just arrived, so it's been great talking to you.
Perry.
Hi.
Here you go.
Oh, I'll be with you just a second. Listen, can I ask you a personal question?
That depends.
Are you a good pilot?
I can hold my own.
Great. Then I won't have to worry about you making your living as a singer.
I'm gonna need a beer to put these flames out.
Yo!
It's great, Matt. Real slick.
Thank you. a long cruise, was it, sailor?
It was too long.
What do you want to do? Just drop right down on the tile and go for it?
No, I actually had this counter in mind.
Great, that would be very, very comfortable, yeah.
It could be. Actually, I came in here to save you from making a big mistake with that old guy.
Really? So I could go on to a bigger one with a young guy like yourself?
Maybe. No?
I got to be at work very early in the morning.
What are you doing?
Your friend was magnificent.
Now, you'll also be trained and evaluated by a few civilian specialists. Civilians are here because they are our very best source of information on enemy aircraft. One of the most qualified is our tag rep, call sign Charlie. She has a PhD in astrophysics, and she's also a civilian contractor, so you do not salute her. But you better listen to her because the Pentagon listens to her about your proficiency. It's all yours, Charlie.
Thank you. Hello? We will be dealing with F-5s and A-4s as our mixed simulators. Now then, as most of you know, the F-5 doesn't have the thrust-to-weight ratio that the MiG-28 has, and it doesn't bleed energy below 300 knots like the MiG-28. However, the MiG-28 does have a problem with its inverted flight tanks. It won't do a negative G pushover. The latest intelligence tells us that the most it will do is one negative... Excuse me, Lieutenant. Is there something wrong?
Yes, ma'am. The data on the MiG is inaccurate.
How's that, Lieutenant?
Well, I just happened to see a MiG-28... We happened to see a MiG-28 do a 4G negative dive.
Where did you see this?
That's classified.
It's what?
It's classified. I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Lieutenant, I have top secret clearance. The Pentagon sees to it that I know more than you.
Well, ma'am, it doesn't seem so in this case then, does it?
So, Lieutenant, where exactly were you?
Well, we...
Thank you.
Started up on his six when he pulled through the clouds, and then I moved in above him.
Well, if you were directly above him, how could you see him?
Because I was inverted.
Wilson! No, he was, man. It was a really great move. He was inverted.
You were in a 4G inverted dive with the MiG-28?
Yes, ma'am.
At what range?
About 2 meters.
Well, it's actually about 1.5, I think. It was 1.5. I've got a great Polaroid of it. I mean, he's right there. Must be 1.5.
It was a nice picture.
It was a nice
picture. Lieutenant. What were you doing there?
Communicating. Keeping up foreign relations. That was, giving him the bird.
You know, the finger.
Yes, I know the finger, Goose.
I'm sorry. I hate it when it does that. I'm sorry.
So you're the one.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, gentlemen, we have a hop to take. The hard deck on this hop will be 10,000 feet. There'll be no engagement below that. Move it!
Lieutenant!
Okay, well, don't be late again. You look great, honey.
Thanks, dear. See you in pre-flight.
Lieutenant, why didn't you tell me that you were a famous MiG insulter?
Would it made any difference?
Not in the ladies' room, no.
And what would have?
I'm an instructor at this school. I see 20 new hot shots every 8 weeks. Now, I'm sure you can figure that out. Look, Lieutenant, I'd just really like to hear about the MiG sometime.
We've got security clearance. You can read about it. Maverick.
I'm curious. Who was covering Cougar?
Well, you were showboating with this MiG. Cougar was doing just fine.
Gentlemen, this is your first hop. The
jets you are flying against are smaller, faster, and more maneuverable. Just like the enemy MiG. The clock is ticking, and as of now, we are keeping score.
I lost him, Goose.
Show me what you got, kid.
I lost him. I'm looking! I got him! He's on our tail, coming hard!
Yeah, I got him! Here we go.
Alright, talk to me, Goose. He's still back there! He's closing in on us! He's closing fast!
You can run, kid, but you can't hide.
Jester, see if I can give you a run for your money here. What's the matter? I still got him. He's still back there. Come on, man. There's some of that pilot shit. Yeah, I got him. I've had about enough of this shit. When it hit the brakes, he'll fly right by.
Okay, you're mine.
Woo!
Jesus Christ!
Woo! Let's see what you got now, Chester.
Okay, man, let's turn and burn.
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Nice. Man, I am dangerous.
Maverick, you and Goose get your butts out of that flight gear and up to Viper's office now.
Remember, boys, no points for second place.
You're a lot brighter than you look.
Oh, you shut up. Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay, well,
don't worry.
snot-nosed jockeys that'll fly by on my tower at over 400 knots. I want somebody's butt. I want it now. I'm at it. Damn it! That's twice! I want some butts!
Well, that'll just about cover the flybys.
Follow me.
Gentlemen. You had a hell of a first day. The hard deck for this hop was 10,000 feet. You knew it, you broke it. You followed Commander Heatherly below after he lost sight of you and called no joy. Why?
Sir, I had Commander Heatherly in my sights. He saw me move in for the kill. He then proceeded below the hard deck. We weren't below 10,000 for more than a few seconds. I had the shot. There was no danger, so I took it.
You took it. And broke a major rule of engagement. Then you broke another one with that circus stunt flyby. Lieutenant Mitchell, Top Gun rules of engagement exist for your safety and for that of your team. They are not flexible, nor am I. Either obey them or you are history. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Dismissed.
Really enjoyed that map. Thanks a lot.
Holy shit. Ah.
Maybe I could learn how to be a truck driver.
Mav, you have the number of that truck driving school we saw on TV, Truckmaster, I think it is?
I might need that.
Stittner's report says it all. He's a wild card. Flies by the seat of his pants. Completely unpredictable.
He got you, didn't he?
Yeah. Maverick.
Flew with his old man.
Tell me one thing. If you had to go into battle, would you want him with you?
I don't know. Just don't know.
Still awake?
Yeah.
What's up? Can't sleep.
You know, when I first realized that we're going to Top Gun, all I could think about was getting that trophy.
I gotta be straight with you, Mav. Right now, I just hope we graduate. I got a family to think about. I can't afford to blow this.
I guess that flyby wasn't such a big hit, huh?
Look, man, I know it's tough for you. They wouldn't let you in the academy because you're Duke Mitchell's kid. And you have to live with that reputation. But it's like every time we go up there, it's like you're flying against a ghost. Makes me nervous.
You're the only family I've got. I'm not going to let you down, I promise.
Get out of here.
A rolling reversal would work well in that situation.
If I reversed on a hard cross, I could immediately go to guns on him.
Yeah, but at speed, it's too fast. It's a little bit too aggressive.
Too aggressive? Yeah, I guess when I see something, I go right after it. You didn't tell me who you were the other night.
You didn't give me a chance, did you? You deserved it.
I know. But, you were tempted.
to ask me out for dinner.
No.
No?
No. I don't date students.
I can see it's dangerous for you. But if the government trusts me, maybe you could.
It takes a lot more than just fancy flying.
Crash and burn, huh, Mav?
Slider. You stink.
Let's go!
Okay, I
just one more game.
Please? For me?
Sorry.
You're sorry. Come on.
Mother goes,
for me?
You pussy!
Just take a quick shower while you're finishing up here.
Yeah, I do mind. I'm hungry. And then I thought about it. I thought, you know, Shirley, he's a smart guy. Why don't you just tell him why you've got him here?
Well,
for me. The MiG. You're the only pilot who's been up against a MiG-28. I'm trying for this big promotion at work, and if I get it, I'm not going to be here much longer.
It seems to me you've got it all figured out.
Yeah.
Except you did forget the line.
Sorry.
You always get what you want?
No, not always. Yeah, maybe.
Then relax, about to make. This music.
An old friend.
My folks loved it. I haven't heard this in years. My mother used to call down from her room and have me play this over and over again. I got so sick of it. Not her, she just sit up there alone, just listening. Hours. Just listening. She died shortly after him.
What happened to your father?
I guess I kind of figured with your security clearance, you'd know more about him than I do.
No, I didn't get that far.
Well, it's a big mystery. He disappeared in an F-4, November 5th, 1965. The stink of it was, he screwed up. No way. My old man was a great fire pilot. But who the hell knows, it's all classified.
Somebody must know.
Yes, somebody knows it really.
Is that why you're always second best up there?
You are direct, aren't you? Sorry, I was late.
I'm sorry for being direct.
No apologies.
This is going to be complicated. Where are you going?
I'm going to take a shower. Thank you. Enjoy being here.
Like you need another shower.
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you. Your MiG sighting is really important to my work, but I don't normally invite students to my house. But please understand, I still have a job to do.
Morning, sir. Morning. Tough it is here.
You know, my ass dragging like an old tired dog. I told her that you didn't even have a woman here.
Oh, really?
You know what she said? Well, he probably doesn't have one. He's got eight.
Freeze frame.
Moment of choice. The F-14 is defensive. He has a chance to bug out right here. Better to retire and save your aircraft than push a bad position. Johnny, jump in here anytime. Now, you stay in that diamond another 3 seconds, the bogey's gonna blow you out of the sky.
You take a hard right, select zone 5, you can extend and escape. You made a bad choice. Charlie?
Aircraft 1 performs a split S? That's the last thing you should do. The MiG's right on your tail. Freeze there, please. The MiG has you in his gun sight. What were you thinking at this point?
You don't have time to think up there. If you think, you're dead.
Well, that's a big gamble with a $30 million plane, Lieutenant. Unfortunately, the gamble worked. The MiG never got a clean shot. Maverick makes an aggressive vertical move here, comes over the top, and he defeats the bandit with a missile shot. The encounter was a victory, but I think that we've shown it as an example of what not to do. Next.
Gutsiest move I ever saw, man.
Now then, this is the perfect example of a textbook maneuver.
But I can't say that in there. I was afraid that everyone in that task trailer would see right through me. And I just don't want anyone to know that I've fallen for it.
Watching everybody.
feel the need for speed. Ow!
Gentlemen, this is Hot 19. Multiple aircraft, multiple bogeys. Your training is half over. The competition for the Top Gun trophy remains tight. First place, Iceman. Second place, Maverick. Just 2 points behind.
There they are. 3 miles left, 10 o'clock. I don't think they see us yet.
Okay, I see them. 2A4s, left 10 o'clock level. Continue left turn.
Holy shit, it's Viper! Viper's up here! Great!
Oh, shit. Great. He's probably saying, holy shit, it's Maverick and Goose.
Yeah, I'm sure he's saying that.
I've got my eye on the northern bogey.
Roger, I got the southern guy.
By the way, you've got the lead, I'll cover you.
Attitude. The enemy's dangerous, but right now you're worse than the enemy. You're dangerous and foolish. You may not like the guys flying with you. They may not like you. Well, whose side are you on? Well, at least Viper got Iceman before he got us. We still got a shot at it.
was stupid. I know better than that. It'll never happen again.
I know. I know.
Myself with Goose for a while.
I've known Pete for a lot of years now, and I'm telling you one thing's for certain. There are hearts breaking wide open all over the world tonight.
Why?
Because unless you are a fool, a boy is off the market. He is 100% prime time in love with you. Hey, Goose, you big dad!
That's me, honey.
Take me to bed or lose me forever.
Show me the way home, honey. Come on, Brad, let's sing with the family.
Uncle!
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. You might love God's a man who sings. You brought my girl, a woman to sell. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Maverick,
you've been stuck. Take me to bed or lose me forever.
Okay, gentlemen, this is Hop 31. 2 weeks to graduation. Top Gun trophy's still up for grabs, so every point counts.
Tally-ho, right to a clock. I'm in. Come on, Ice. Get the hell out of there.
I can't get the angle. I'm too close for missiles. I'm switching to guns.
Ice, fire, or clear. Look at this. Jesus Christ. I can take a shot right here.
I need another 20 seconds, then I've got it.
I've got the shot.
Come on, Mav. Let's get in there.
Come on, Mav.
Maverick's getting impatient. Come on, take the shot.
10 more seconds, then I've got him.
Come on, Ice. Get the hell out of there.
Let's do it, Mav.
Ice, come off high right. I'm in.
5 more seconds.
Come off high right, Ice. I'm in.
I'm off.
Shit. Where did you wash? Oh. Oh, shit. Shit, we got a flame out, Mav. Engine 1 is out. Engine 2 is out.
Of course, I'm losing control. I'm losing control. I can't control it. It won't recover.
Shit. Come on up, Mav. We're out of control. This is not good. This is not good.
Mayday, mayday. Mav's in trouble. He's in a flat spin. He's heading out to sea.
Altitude 8,000. 7,000.
Sick, we're sick, Bob! Ow! Ow! I'm heading forward, Goose! I can't reach the ejection handle! Goose, you have to punch it out! I can't reach the ejection handle! Eject!
Eject!
Punch the canopy!
Jets long enough. Something like this happens. Here's my reel. My responsibility. My squad in Vietnam, we lost 8 of 18 aircraft. 10 men. First one dies, you die too. But there will be others. You can count on it. You gotta let them go. Gotta let him go.
I think maybe it was my fault. I don't know what the hell went wrong.
I'd like to help. I know it's difficult. Be here if you need me, okay?
Disruption of airflow into the starboard engine. This disruption stalled the engine, which produced enough yaw rate to induce a spin which was unrecoverable. There was no way Lieutenant Mitchell could either see or avoid the jet wash which produced the engine stall. Therefore, the Board of Inquiry finds that Lieutenant Pete Mitchell was not at fault in the accident of 29 July. Lieutenant Mitchell's record will be cleared of this incident. Lieutenant Mitchell is restored to flight status without further delay. These proceedings are closed.
Get him up flying soon.
Doesn't look good. Doesn't get to look any better than that.
we could have had him. Hey, we could have had him, man.
I will fire when I am goddamn good and ready. You get that?
Get back in the saddle. Won't engage.
It's only been a few days.
You know, he just might not make it back.
Keep sending him up.
Mitchell, I'm sorry about Goose. Everybody liked him. I'm sorry.
Wolfman. Yeah, Maverick just quit.
You got that job in Washington. Congratulations.
Thanks. But I wasn't going to leave without saying goodbye.
It's good to see you.
Thanks. Where are you going? You don't even have a ticket, do you? Listen, I've seen all the evidence, and it's not your responsibility. It's not your fault. You're one of the best pilots in the Navy. What you do up there, it's dangerous. But you've got to go on.
I don't understand.
When I first met you, you were larger than life. You're not going to be happy unless you're going Mach 2 with your hair on fire. You know that.
No, it's over. It's just over.
To be the best of the best means you make mistakes and then you go on. It's just like the best of us.
You don't think I know that?
I'm here to help.
Look, thank you. If I wanted help, really, I would have asked for it.
So I'm too late. You've already left. You didn't learn a damn thing, did you? Except to quit. You've got that maneuver down real well. So long, Pete Mitchell.
come on in. How are you doing?
Good.
You sure you're feeling okay?
Great.
Jamie, come on. Can I get you a drink or...
No, thank you.
Okay, well, why don't you just...
Thank you very much.
Make yourself comfortable because Mike will be right down, okay?
Great. Thank you.
I flew with the old man. The F-51, the Oriskany. You're a lot like he was. Only better. And worse. He was a natural, heroic son of a bitch, that one.
So he did do it right.
Yeah, he did it right. Is that why you fly the way you do? Trying to prove something? Yeah, your old man did it right. What I'm about to tell you is classified and could end my career. Threw in the worst dogfight I ever dreamed of. There are bogeys like fireflies all over the sky. His F-4 was hit. He was wounded, but he could have made it back. He stayed in it. Saved 3 planes before he bought it.
How come I never heard that before?
Well, that's what some of the State Department tells dependents when the battle occurred over the wrong line on some map.
So you were there?
I was there. What's on your mind?
My options, sir.
Simple. First, you've acquired enough points to show up tomorrow and graduate with your Top Gun class. Or you could quit. There'd be no disgrace. That spin was hell, or would have shook me up.
So you think I should quit?
I didn't say that. The simple fact is you feel responsible for Goose, and you have a confidence problem. Now, I'm not going to sit here and blow sunshine up your ass, Lieutenant. A good pilot is compelled to always evaluate what's happened so he can apply what he's learned. Up there, we got to push it. That's our job. It's your option, Lieutenant. All yours.
Sorry to bother you on a Sunday, sir, but thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Good luck.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Sir.
Gentlemen, I hate to break up the party before it really gets out of hand, but there is work to be done.
Some of you have to depart immediately. We have a crisis situation.
Ice, Slider.
Yo.
Hollywood, Wolfman.
Yes, sir.
Maverick.
Sir.
Maverick, you'll get your Rio when you get your ship. And if you don't, give me a call. I'll fly with you.
Sir.
Gentlemen, this is Bullseye. The communication ship SS Layton has become disabled and has wandered into foreign territory.
A rescue operation is to begin within the hour. Your mission is to give air support to that rescue. There are MiGs in the area, and tensions are high. If you witness a hostile act, you will return fire. Those MiGs carry the Exocet anti-ship missile. They can fire that missile from 100 miles away. Gentlemen, this is the real thing. This is what you've been trained for. You are America's best. Make us proud. Ice.
Yes, sir.
Hollywood.
Yes, sir.
Sector 2. Maverick, you back him up with Merlin on Ready 5.
Yes, sir.
Rise!
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
This is not personal, but with regard to Maverick, is he the best...
I know it's on your mind, Kazansky. Just get on it. Shh.
You've got a pair of bogeys, 12 o'clock, 15 miles.
Voodoo 1, 090, radar contact 15 miles. They're doing 500 knots.
Roger, that's your bogey.
Come dead ahead, 15 miles, airspeed is 600 knots.
Boat airspeed 650, we're all close together, looks like a wider split. They're 15,000 feet now, dead ahead, 10 miles, airspeed is still increasing.
800 knots. Dead ahead now, 8 miles. Dead ahead now, 8 miles.
Wood, you got them?
Not yet, I can't see them.
They must be close. I'm getting a hard on.
Okay, Wood, I'm taking the lead. Let's identify them.
Roger, Rice, you got the lead. I'm on your left side, a little low.
Maverick's up and ready in alert 5.
Good, good.
Okay, Woods, let's bring it to the right and we'll get a better angle on them. Ice, we got a problem here. Now I'm breaking out four aircraft on the radar. Not one pair, two pair. Repeat, four bogeys.
Wood, we've got four bogeys.
Wrong! Make that five!
There's five, sir.
That's five?
Yes, sir.
Get out of there, Hollywood! Get out of there, goddammit! Right there! Right there! Right there! Hollywood. Repeat, we've lost Hollywood. We've lost Hollywood, baby.
Launch Maverick on alert 5.
Got a bearing on Hollywood Wolfman. And launch the rescue helicopter immediately.
What's your position?
292 at 180 miles.
Yeah, we're coming in left.
3 makes dead ahead, coming down the left side. I'm going after him. I'm bringing it around to the left.
We got 4 on our tail. That makes 6 of them. We think it's hooking in the guns range. He's firing. Break right.
Where are they?
160 miles and closing in fast, sir.
Ready, Willard and Simkinoff, catch 3 and 4.
Maverick Supersonic, I'll be there in 30 seconds.
Move your ass, get up here, I'm engaged with 5. Repeat 5, I'm in deep shit.
What about Willard and Simkins?
Both catapults are broken. We can't launch any aircraft yet, sir.
How long?
It'll take 10 minutes.
Well, shit, 10 minutes. This thing will be over in 2 minutes. Get on it.
1 minute, 12 o'clock high. 1 minute, 12 o'clock high. Watch your back. Watch your back. Break right.
Shit, that was close. Maverick, I left the belt down here. Where the hell are you going?
Come on, kid. Hang in there.
Jesus Christ.
Maverick, how about some help? Engage, goddammit. Maverick, we got a big on our tail.
Watch out, watch out! Shit, we just flew right through his jet wash! Get control now, get control! Good recovery, Mal. Okay, let's get in there. Well, we gotta help Ice. Come on, let's get back and engage, Maverick! Come on!
It's no good.
Get in there, Maverick!
It's no good.
God damn it! Maverick's is engaging!
I knew it!
Shit!
God damn it, Maverick!
Get in there, Maverick! You can't leave him! Come on! Maverick! What the hell are you doing? Maverick, get in there, for Christ's sake! Ice is in trouble!
Don't
got no cover!
Us.
Get in there, Maverick! You won't last down there alone! Get in the fight, for Christ's sake! Maverick! Maverick!
Maverick's re-engaging, sir!
I can't get him off my tail!
Ike, I've got your MiG dead ahead. I've got him dead ahead. Good tone. I got good tone. I got tone, I got tone! Fire it!
Where are they?
155 miles.
2 MiGs dead ahead. Closure 800 miles an hour.
I see him, I see him. I'm gonna take him down the left side.
Oh my god. Ice is right below us. He's got a MiG on his tail.
He's firing! Break left! Break left! Hero shot! Hero shot!
It's coming in, Ice. I'm coming in. Got 2 MiGs dead ahead.
I got him, man. 1 MiG passing between us.
You got a MiG on your left. On your left. 3 o'clock. He's got fire. He's got fire.
Shit.
I'm going for the shot right now. Roger, engage. I've got radar lock. Good call, I'm taking a shot. Fire! Bingo! Watch that sucker, yeah!
Ice, watch out, there's a big gear ice. He's firing.
I'm hit!
Coming in. Ice, that bogey's still behind you. I'm maneuvering for a shot.
Stay with him, man. Stay with him. Take the shot. Nail him.
Ice, I can't get a tone.
Shoot, Maverick. I can't get him off my tail. Maverick, we're hit again.
It's okay.
All systems are functioning. We're okay.
Ice, on the count of three, brake hard right. 3, 2, 1. Break right! Firing! Damn it! Missed!
Don't let him go!
Keep on him, Mav! Keep on him! I got him! Here comes the shot! Last three!
Mav, move! There's a MiG under tail!
We've got a problem here. We've only got one missile left.
Approaching 110 miles, sir.
God damn it.
I got him. He's right on us. Turn our tails.
Shit.
You haven't lost him. He's still with us. What are you doing? You're slowing down.
I'm bringing him in closer, Merlin.
You're gonna do what? This is it, Maverick!
I'm gonna hit the brakes, he'll fly right by.
Shit, he's gonna get a lock on us!
I got a good lock. Firing.
This is Voodoo 3. Remaining MiGs are bugging out.
Yeah! Mustang, this is Maverick requesting flyby.
Negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full.
Excuse me. Something I should know about?
Wingman anytime.
Bullshit. You can be mine.
Yeah.
feel to be on the front page of every newspaper in the English-speaking world. Even though the other side denies the incident, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
They gave you your choice of duty, son. Anything, anywhere. Do you believe that shit? Where do you think you want to go?
I thought of being an instructor, sir.
Top Gun?
Yes, sir.
God help us.
Back here, so.
Baby, baby, I'd get down on.
This could be complicated. You know, on the first one, I crashed and burned. And the second? Like you used to do. So far.